The pig disease African swine fever has killed huge numbers across three continents. Some suggest it's claimed a quarter of the world's pigs, and now it's on Australia's doorstep in Timor-Leste. Australian officials say they're keeping a close watch on the outbreak, but one major pork producer is questioning whether Australia is prepared for an incursion on our shores. Jacqueline Breen reports.
A flight has just arrived in Darwin from Dili in Timor-Leste, a nation on Australia's doorstep and the latest to report an outbreak of the pig-killing African swine fever. But it's the first many of these passengers have heard about it.
I just came in from Dili. I had not heard anything about the swine fever or anything to do with that on the plane.
The disease can be spread by people carrying contaminated pork products or on clothing or shoes. The federal government says Australia's biosecurity officers are on alert, but these travellers didn't notice any increased screening.
It was pretty much the same as usual, to be honest. It wasn't that long, it wasn't that quick. A few questions and that was it.
There was like an announcement on the plane that we have strict customs, but there was nothing that mentioned swine flu. And nothing unusual that I would say. I think I've probably heard that on nearly every flight coming back into Australia.
We're really worried about this disease hitting the Australian shores.
Margot Andre is the chief executive of Australian Pork, the industry's peak body.
We haven't seen a disease of this nature for a long time. It is, just has the ability to move so quickly.
With no vaccine for the disease, at least a third of China's pigs have been wiped out, and there have been outbreaks in the Philippines and South Korea in recent weeks. Margot Andre says an incursion into Australia would be devastating.
It's a $5.3 billion industry employing 32,000 people across the country. And so the flow-on effects of losing that industry impacts so many communities, so many jobs. It's just not something we're willing to risk.
Last month, Australia banned some pork products from affected countries. The Federal Agriculture Department says it's targeting biosecurity messages at high-risk groups in the region, like farm workers travelling from Timor-Leste to Darwin.
I think I would like to see their level of urgency elevated.
Robert van Barneveld is the managing director of SunPork, Australia's largest producer. He's questioning whether quarantine checkpoints outside the major capitals are adequately resourced.
Do we have the same level of resources in places like Darwin? And Cairns, etc., that also receive international visitors.
And he's also wondering how well prepared Australia is if the disease reaches our shores.
There are lots of exotic animal disease response agreements across the country, the AusVet plan, etc., where the state agreed how they would act. The problem is, when you get to the absolute logistics of control, I think some of these documents are quite superficial.
Two veterinary officers from the Agriculture Department are now on their way to Dili to help. Margot Andre from Australian Pork again.
Yes, the government's doing a lot. We'd like more. And we're looking forward to seeing where the government goes in the next few days, even on what they can start to implement.
Margot Andre from Australian Pork, Jacqueline Breen reporting there.